Hey everyone, it's Jackson Reed here, and welcome back to Wake Up and Win. Let's be real, life can feel like a runaway rollercoaster sometimes, right? Between deadlines, social commitments, and the constant scroll through our phones, taking care of ourselves can seem impossible. But guess what? Your mental health isn't just some fluffy bonus, it's the foundation for everything else in your life. So today, we're diving deep into how to prioritize your mental well-being because a happy mind equals a happier life, period. Now, before you get overwhelmed thinking about meditation, retreats, and kale smoothies, although those are great, remember this. Prioritizing your mental health doesn't have to be complicated. It's all about making small, conscious choices that add up to big changes. First things first, know yourself. What trains you? What energizes you? Ever feel like you hit a wall after hours of staring at a screen? That's your brain telling you it needs a break. Recognizing those triggers is the first step to managing them. Maybe it's scheduling regular walks in nature, or taking a few minutes to doodle instead of scrolling through social media. Next up, learn to say no. I know, easier said than done, right? But here's the thing. Your time and energy are precious resources. Overcommitting yourself leads to burnout, stress, and ultimately, a less happy you. So before you agree to something, ask yourself. Does this align with my goals? Will it bring me joy? If not, politely decline and invest that time in something that truly nourishes your soul. Speaking of nourishment, let's talk about sleep. We all know we should get enough rest, but sometimes life gets in the way. But seriously, consider sleep a non-negotiable part of self-care. Aim for 7 minutes, 8 hours of quality sleep each night. It might feel like you're sacrificing something now, but trust me, your mind and body will thank you later. Now, this one is super important. Cultivate genuine connections. Surrounding yourself with supportive people who lift you up makes all the difference. Talk to a friend, call your family, or join a club based on your interests. Human connection is a fundamental need, and it has a profound impact on our mental well-being. Lastly, remember that taking care of your mental health is an ongoing journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, but the key is to be kind to yourself, celebrate small victories, and never hesitate to seek support when you need it. Ever feel like you're just running on autopilot, going through the motions? I used to fall into that trap all the time. My days were filled with work, errands, and social obligations, but I was constantly feeling drained and disconnected. Then, one day, something clicked. I realized that I wasn't prioritizing my mental health, and it was showing in every aspect of my life. That's when I started implementing these changes. I made conscious efforts to disconnect from technology regularly, taking time for walks in nature and engaging in activities that brought me joy. Learning to say no became a superpower, freeing up space for things that truly mattered. Most importantly, I focused on building stronger connections with the people who supported and uplifted me. The difference was incredible. I felt more energized, focused, and fulfilled. It wasn't just about feeling good, it was about being able to show up as my best self in all areas of my life. So remember, taking care of your mental health is not selfish, it's essential. Make those small changes, prioritize what matters, and you'll be amazed at the positive ripple effect it creates. Ready to step into a more mindful and empowered version of yourself? Let me know in the comments below how you plan to prioritize your mental well-being this week. Share your favorite self-care tips, or tell us about any breakthroughs you've had on your journey. Don't forget to subscribe to Wake Up and Win so you don't miss a single pep talk. Until next time, keep shining.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.